What is the date of the colonial classic? October 11th is the colonial classic, and October 31st is DCDI. So two different competitions. The colonial classic is the one that's breathing down our necks at the moment. In the bronze division, you're allowed to dance three dances in each style. So in the standard international style, it is waltz, tango, and quickstep, not foxtrot. In the Latin, it's rumba, cha-cha, and jive, not samba. And I'd love for you also to be dancing the American style dances.
Is this colonial?
This is colonial.
They definitely had jive samba last year.
So that doesn't mean we won't be working on those dances. Last week we worked on the foxtrot, and I want to make sure that nothing happens to our precious foxtrot, so we want to work on it some more. So do you have any particular issues, any particular agenda for the class, anything you're interested in particular before I launch my agenda? Okay. Last time, yes?
Heel turns.
Heel turns. Okay, so when we get to the foxtrot, we'll drill the heel turns a little more closely. Pivots. Like what figure has a pivot? You mean like the natural spin turn pivot or reverse pivot?
Yeah, anything that's called pivot.
Okay. What is the most important thing you're judged on in a competition? What gets you to the next round, more importantly than anything else?
Posture.
Posture. Find a partner and show me your posture for standard. We need to build this posture better from the floor up. So ladies, come back this way again. Everybody do your frame without a partner, but starting, first of all, stand with your feet apart. Ladies, weight on the left foot. Gentlemen, weight on the right foot. Keep your knees flexible. Ladies, make sure you are shaped leftward. Which eye is higher? Make sure that's really clear. Shoulders level. Now walk back into that partner. Let's see what that looks like. Knees flexible. Shoulders and elbows level. Shape more than he is. Make sure I can see who the flower is in each couple. Good. Now, let's dance our waltz amalgamation. So couples come down more toward this end of the room and waltz. One, natural spin turn. Reverse turn. Whisk. Chasse. Spin turn. Reverse turn. Whisk. Good. Come back. Thank your partner. Separate. Without a partner, everyone danced the first swing. By that I mean the prep step and 1, 2, 3 of the natural turn is the first swing. As you complete that swing, stop high on your toes. I'll count you in. Prep step and 1, 2, 3 of a natural. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, and hold it. Stay there, feet together, high on both toes, knees slightly flexed. Never straighten the leg. Good. Now dance the next measure of the spin turn, and 1, 2, 3, and again, end high on both toes. Good. Gentlemen, you're standing with your weight on your left toe right now. Make sure that heel lowers as the other foot collects to dance the next measure. And 1, 2, stop, high on your toes. Good. This time he's lowering his right heel, reverse turn. And 1, 2, hold it on the toes. Now lower the left heel. And 1, 2, hold, nice and high. Now lower the right heel, whisk. 1, 2, hold, everybody high on the toes, both toes. Make sure I can easily slip my foot under that back heel. Good. Lower that back heel and chasse. And one, two, and three. Hold it up on your toes. Both heels high off the floor. Now lower that heel and dance a natural turn. And one, two, three. Good. Find a partner, someone different this time. Even if that last partner was really different. This time, when the music comes on, I'll count you in. You are to dance three beats and then hold for three beats up on your toes. So every single measure, dance a bar, hold a bar, up on the toes. One, two, three, one, two, hold. Go. One, two, hold. And one, two, hold. And one, two, hold. And one, two, hold. And whisk, two, hold. And one, two, and hold. And one. Everyone sees the difficulty of that exercise, but also see the importance of it. Anybody who can do that is all set to go. That's a really, really important exercise. Change partners. Let's do it one more time. Same exercise, new partner. One, ready, and one, two, hold. And one, two, hold. And one, two, hold. Reverse, and one. Beautiful whisk and hold. And one. And one. Good. Now do it without the stop. Back to normal walk. This time, you and your partner are going to have a little contest to see who has the best peaks in their waltz. So dance the combination non-stop. At the end of it, I'd like you to have a little conversation. Who thinks who has the best rise? Really get up on the toes. So here we go. Non-stop this time. Keep it going. One, two, three. Keep going. And one, two. Get up there on those toes. Which of you had the highest peaks? How much did she pay you? Are there any questions on the waltz? In that case, we're going to add a new combination of figures. So, followers this way, leaders that way. It doesn't go to the side at all. It stays fully in front of the other foot. So it's
as a turn?
So it's back, forward. Yes, as you pivot on the left foot, the other foot is already where it needs to be to take the next step forward. Okay. Leaders, do the first figure, the natural spin turn, one more time. But for the moment, we're going to stop on step three. One, two, three, one, two, 3. Now, do a back rock with your left foot, but don't turn. Just rock in place. Now, turn that rock a little bit. That is the natural spin turn. When you dance a natural spin turn, you're just dancing a turning rock and then a side step. So that means that when you do the back step, don't commit too much because you have to be able to get back to the front foot again. Let's do that one more time. Natural spin turn. This time, don't stop. We'll keep on going through it. 1, 2, 3, 1. 2, 3, back, forward, side. 1, hold it right there. Now do a progressive chasse to the right. That figure is forward, side together, side. Let's all do the progressive chasse to the right. Left foot, and 1, 2, and 3. Left foot back into a lockstep. 1, 2, and 3. And now left foot back into a whisk. 1, 2, 3. That's called a back whisk. And then we'll do a chasse down the next side of the room. Let's do that again. I'm going to get on the other side of you so you can see what's going on. Turning what?
The back whisk.
1/4. So leaders, come this way more. Start facing diagonal center. Progressive chasse to the right. And 1, 2, and 3. Back lock. 1, 2, and 3. Back whisk. Back, back, and cross. And now a chasse. 1, 2, and 3. Then we're ready for a natural spin turn. Okay? Ladies, let's go through your part of that. First with a natural spin turn. Come out from the wall. 1, 2, 3, 1. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6 of the reverse. Stay there. Where are you backing back now? Yes. So you're backing diagonal center. Do a chasse to, it's called the chasse to the right, so it's to his right. You're going to do back, side together, side. Now go forward with your right foot into a lock. 1, 2, and 3. Now forward into a whisk. 1, 2, and cross. With your left foot, a chasse going down the new side of the room. 1, 2, and 3. Let's do that again. Just starting with the chasse. Move out to the center a little bit. I need to be in front of you here to show you the chasse. So ladies, move about that way more. Progressive chasse to the right. And 1, 2, and 3. Lock. 1, 2, and whisk. Forward. 2, 3. Chasse. 2, and 3. And then we'll do a natural spin turn. Find a partner and let's walk through that. Yes.
But the lead for a lock is still not turned. Where's the turn of the chasse here?
Oh, that was in quick step.
Yes, but you told me that was the case in a lead for a chasse and lock at all times. That's why Alana has no trouble.
I'm a little confused. What?
So sometimes you have trouble differentiating chasse and lock. And you said chasse turn, locks don't.
Yeah, on this chasse she turns.
But he doesn't turn, so how does she know that the chasse?
He slows down. So if he slows down, she flies by and it turns her. Discrepant body speed. Natural spin turn. 1, 2, 3, 1. 2, 3, 1. 2, 3, 1. Hold it right there. Leaders, where are you facing? Diagonal center. What figure are you about to do? The progressive chasse to the right. Ready? And 1, 2, and lock. 1, 2, and whisk. 1, 2, chasse down the next side. And then a natural spin turn in that corner. Good. Back up and do that again.
Also, what's the difference between the back whisk for the guy turning a quarter and the curved feather for the lady? Feels the same to me.
They're the same.
They're the same?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Lock. Never been able to see.
Good question. Ladies, in the quick step, you do a lock step where you go backward and cross in front. Now you and your partner have reversed roles. Now you're doing a lockstep where you're going forward and crossing in back. And the man and the woman switch back on these locks for the rest of your lives now. So be ready to lock in either direction. This lock for the follower starts forward and crosses in back. Okay, let's start with a natural spin turn and do the whole group again. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one. Chasse right. One, two, and three, lock. Two, and three, whisk. Two, three, chasse. Natural spin turn. New partner. With music. All couples, come closer to this wall. There we are. One, two, three, one, two, three, one. Good. New partner. Quickly, new partner, and off we go again. Somebody find Raymond. Got glasses there. There we are. Good. Before we launch this again, listen to me a moment. You now have two groups in the waltz. There's the original group with the spin turn, reverse turn, whisk and chasse, and now this group. Which of the two groups is more competitive?
This one.
Why is this more competitive?
It shows more. The follower gets
the follower means travel.
More spinning.
So the number one difference is more syncopations. So when you dance at a high level, you split the beat in the waltz almost every single measure. One, two, and three. One, and two, three. One, and two, and three, and. So syncopations really grab the eye and are fun, and in this case, as you can see, move more. Second big difference, man dancing backward draws attention. So when he's going back on that lock, people see that because it's strange for a man to go back. On a comp floor, remember the people you're competing against are on the floor with you, and little differences like that really stand out. All the men are going forward, but there's one guy who thinks he's supposed to go back. That's what we're going to see. Third difference, any figure that doesn't turn really shows up well on a waltz floor because everybody else is turning. Again, it's the odd duck that stands out. So everybody's turning, you dance a back lock. That shows up very, very well. On one of my professional exams, the question was asked, is the back lock in character for the waltz? And the answer is no, it's out of character for the waltz because it doesn't turn. And that's precisely why I want you to use a lot of them in competition. So it is good to break the rules, provided you know what the rules are.
And
yes.
So if we were to have a super polished, I think a back lock with the figure after whatever you put after back lock. Because the back lock gets the attention, and so now that you have the attention, you want to show off something, which would be preferable.
What would be the best figure to do after the back lock?
Or rather, if you were to either have like a super perfect back lock that gets attention, or a super perfect figure after the back lock, now that you've gotten the attention to show off, which is better?
This is a good question. If you have a really great lock, it's going to get attention. If you don't have such a great lock, it's still going to get attention. Likewise, if you've got a lock that's getting attention right after it, that figure is going to get attention too. Now that you've got the attention, is it more important to have a great lock or to have a good whisk, for instance, is what we're doing. Men going backward don't usually do it very well. So I would say most important is have a good back lock. So most men going backward on a back lock tip backward, and it looks out of control, and I get all worried when I watch them do it. So, gentlemen, it's important to remember that when you dance back, dance your base back, so you keep your top forward and in control. If you were going to win a backward running race, you wouldn't lean back to try to win it. You would stay forward to go back. And that's what we do in ballroom dancing. We try to win this race going backward, whether man or woman, frequently, and we always, always stay forward to do it. Although she looks like she's leaning back, she actually isn't. So gentlemen, have a good back lock, and that especially means don't lean back too much. Okay, let's do the chasse to the right, straight off the bat. Leaders face diag center, straight into the chasse.
I turned on the shine of light by hitting this guy. And then
One, ready, and one. Good, good, good. All of the same rules of rise and fall still count. Make sure you've got really great peaks to all of your rises, even if you're dancing a chasse or whatever. Is it legal to do two locks in a row? It is legal to do any figure before or after any other figure. So you can do 10 locks and it's legal. Last weekend in the competition, there were couples in the quick step dancing three locks in a row. And if they were doing it well, it was a good idea. If they weren't doing it well, it was a really bad idea. So I think at the Colonial Classic, it would be fun to see somebody dance a forward lock in the quick step and curve. Dance three of them. Dance them in a nice big arc. That would be really neat to see. I don't know who's doing the invigilating there. They might raise an eyebrow at it, but I can tell you there's no rule against it. So it would be fun to see that kind of playing around with stuff. So be playful with your choreography. Waltz and all of dancing is about expressing yourself, and a playful side is there in every single champion. So are there any questions on the waltz before we move on? Do notice the whisk that we've just danced, the back whisk, has to be at a corner. So if you start this combination on the forward half of the floor, you're going to run into problems. It should only be used on the second half of the floor because the back whisk turns a corner and the chasse starts down the next side of the room. If we had more time, I would have you do a chasse after that whisk and then dance what's called the basic weave from there. But I want to get to another dance because we've got a lot of fish to fry here tonight. So any other waltz questions before we move on? Okay, next is the foxtrot. Without a partner, gentlemen, to the corner. Feather step. What figure was new in this combination last week? The closed impetus. So let's make sure we've got a good one. But starting with a feather. One, two, three, four, slow. Quick, quick, reverse. Quick, quick. Slow, three-step, slow, quick, quick, natural turn, quick, quick, closed impetus, quick, quick, feather finish, reverse turn, slow, quick, quick, slow. Hold it right there. Name your alignment. So leaders, you're facing diag wall. Dance four steps of a reverse turn, forward, side, back, back. Now dance a whole reverse turn down the next side of the room. Forward, side, back, back, side, forward, and a three-step. Slow, quick, quick. That combination you've just danced is called the check and weave. If you dance four steps of the reverse turn, slow, quick, quick, slow, you've danced a checked, a stopped reverse turn. Then the reverse turn after this is going to be all quicks, six steps, all quicks, and that's called the basic weave. So let's all do just this basic weave a moment. Leaders, left foot first. You do a heel step for the first quick, and then side, back, back, side, forward. All of that is on the toes except for the first step. And then you come out of it with a three step. Don't forget it has two heel leads, left heel, right heel, toe heel, and then a natural turn. One more time, leaders. We're dancing into the corner, dancing the check and weave. The check is the first four steps of the reverse turn, and slow, quick, quick, slow. Now the weave. Forward, side, back, back, side, forward, three step. Good. Ladies, let's do your part to that. Yeah, if there's anything in your way, just kind of move it closer to the wall. If it's in your way now, it'll be in your way for the next hour or two. Ladies, stand with your backs to this corner. Let's just do the new bit, then we'll go back and drill the old bit in a moment. So, followers, you're backing the wall, diagonal wall. Start with your right foot and do a heel turn. Back, close, forward, and then one more step forward, slow. Now, the basic weave is the only turn in the foxtrot without a heel turn. So you're off the hook here. Just step back with your right foot, then to the side, forward, forward, side, back. And now we're ready for a three-step. Slow, quick, quick. Let's do that again. Back with your right foot into four steps of the reverse turn. And slow, quick, quick, slow. And the weave. Quick, 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 slow. Quick, quick. And one more time, let's detail the footwork of the weave when we get there. So here we go again with right foot heel turn. And slow, quick, quick, slow. Hold it there. The first step of your weave is toe heel with your right foot. Do that step. Quick. The next three steps are toes. Toe, toe, toe. And then do toe heel, toe heel. Good. One more time from just that check. Forward with your left foot. That's a slow. And then quick. Toe, 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 toe heel, toe heel. And now get out of his way. Here he comes for a three step. Okay. Leaders, come to this corner and partner someone through this check and weave, our new foxtrot combination. Yes?
So if we come forward in the check, like, do our knees touch or is it just like we step? Because, like, I know in Latin, like, when we check, does that happen in standard too?
So left foot forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be in your way so you can't.
Okay.
So in the Latin dances, when you dance a forward stopping action, a check, typically the knees go together, one leg bracing the other, helps you change direction. But that's not what we would do in a standard dance. You lower into the knee, and by the time that knee flexes, the other foot is on its way into the next step.
Okay.
Okay. Yes?
What does the leader do on this check? What does he do with his non-standard foot?
When he steps back with the right foot, his front heel is off the floor, and then as he takes step one of the weave, the toe goes off the floor. So he goes back, forward. Okay, partner up and let's see just this combination of the corner, the check and weave. Leaders, face the corner. Good. Leaders, left foot. Followers, right foot. Here comes her heel turn straight away. Ready and slow. Quick, quick, check and the weave. One, two, three, four, five, six. Three step. Good. Do it again. Did the one go outside partner anywhere in that combination?
Yes.
Yes, on the weave. So the weave is the only place in the foxtrot where she has an outside partner step. It will be on her third quick. Here we go with our heel turn again. And slow. Quick, quick, slow. One, two, outside. Quick, quick, three step. Back in line. New partner. Of the weave?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Same combination, new partner. Ready, and slow, quick, quick, slow, one, two, three, four, five, six, slow.
Just singing in the rain.
Now I'm going to give you a Herculean task. Can you dance the check and weave four times in a row, non-stop? So gentlemen, that means when you finish the weave the first time, then go immediately to the next heel turn and check and a weave, and this will dance in a perfect square shape. Okay, let's do that. Here we go. Four times in a row as an exercise. Yeah, with partner.
I have a video of me doing this in a Brahms competition because I was like, well, I can't do the natural heel turn, so I'm just going to keep doing this.
Ready, and slow, quick, quick, check. One, two, three, four, heel turn again. Slow, quick, quick, check. One, two, three, four, heel turn again. Slow. Quick, quick, check. One, two, three, four, five, and again. Slow. Quick, quick, check. A one, two, three, four, five, six. Was anyone successful?
No! They went the wrong way!
If you can do that, I've got some stables I'd like you to clean out. So, another Herculean task. So, let's change partners and do that to music. Ladies, look down there. There's a bunch of leaders without partners. Go to them first. We want to make sure all the guys who didn't have a partner get one now. And all couples, come back toward this corner again. I want to at least make sure we see how the original one fits the room. Here we go again, four times with music. Excuse me. Thank you.
For the glorious.
Ready, and slow. Quick, quick, slow. One, two, three, four, five, six, slow. Quick, quick, check. A one, two. Next one.
Let the storm cloud chase everyone from the place. Come on.
That is how to become great. You find a new thing, a new skill, or a weak skill, and you find an exercise and you drill it until it's no longer weak. Then you have to find a new weak skill. So, if there's something you do badly, do it early in your practice and focus on particularly the bad thing, whatever it is you're weak at, so it does, nothing stays weak for long doing it that way. Prioritize, prioritize. Let's now go from the beginning without a partner. I need to catch the women up to their other heel turns and things. So from the beginning, let's make sure we see that our foxtrot now has two complete sides of the room. Ladies, from the beginning. One, two, three, four, slow. Here comes your right foot heel turn. Back, close, forward, forward, side, three step, slow. Here's your left foot heel turn. Back, close, forward, and the closed impetus. Quick, brush, quick, and a feather finish. A reverse turn now. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick. Not a check reverse turn, a reverse turn. Let's do that again. So you finish the closed impetus. Just do a full six-step reverse turn. Right foot first. And heel turn. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick. And now, as we approach this corner backward, it's the check and weave. And slow, quick, quick, slow. One, two, three, four, three step. Slow. Natural turn. Watch the bags and shoes. Quick, quick, closed impetus. Watch the parking ticket. Feather finish. And then we're ready to start again. It's Maryland. There's got to be a parking ticket here somewhere.
Say that.
You got one last week. Myra got one the week before. Back to the beginning with partner. You know that joke about the pessimist and the optimist? They each get one gets a pony and the other one gets a silo full of manure. And the pessimist who gets the pony says, it's going to die one of these days. And the optimist who gets the silo full of manure dives in, swimming all around, enjoying himself in there. And they're saying, what are you doing? Well, with all of this shit, there must be a pony in here somewhere. So the pessimist version of Maryland, you come on campus, you're getting a ticket. So here we go from our foxtrot from the beginning. Prep step to a feather. I didn't say that on this recorder, did I? One, two, three, four, slow. Quick, reverse, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Three step, slow. Natural turn, slow. Quick, quick, closed impetus. Feather finish. Reverse turn, the complete reverse turn. Reverse turn checked, slow. Quick, quick, and check to the weave. One, two, three, four, three step. Slow. Natural turn. Slow. Closed impetus. Slow. Feather finish. Reverse turn to start again. New partner, opposite corner. This time we're starting here and going from the beginning. New partner. And before we go further, before we do this, just unhand your partner just a moment. So how many bronze figures are there in the Foxtrot?
Eight.
There are eight. And a couple of weeks ago I said every week we had one new figure. Won't take long to finish out our eight. How many do we know now?
Six.
Name the six.
Natural turn.
So natural turn, reverse turn. Good, so the closed impetus and feather finish is our fifth figure.
And then we know.
Check. And now we know the basic weave. So what are the two bronze figures we don't know yet? So the other weave is called the natural weave. One turns left, the other one must turn right. And change of direction. Good. So we'll see how much we stick to this plan, but next week the next new figure would be the natural weave, and the next one would be the change of direction. I don't want to be married to this plan if it's bad for you. As we get close to the Colonial Classic, it might be better not to be adding new things and just drilling the old things. So I want to keep you working properly, appropriately in your comp plan here. So here we go from the beginning with partner, starting with a feather step. We're now starting from the opposite corner. One, two, three, four, slow. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Three step, slow. Natural turn, slow. Closed impetus, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Reverse turn checked, slow. Quick, quick, slow. One, two, three, four. Three step. Natural turn into the corner. Closed impetus. Feather finish. Hold it right there. After this feather finish, leaders be facing diagonal center, ready to start again with a reverse turn. When we start over, we will not do the feather step to start over because you're not allowed the double feather. After this closed impetus, you did a feather finish. That was your feather. Reverse turn would be next. Okay? Let's start in this corner and go from the beginning with music. One, two, three, four, slow. Quick, quick, slow. It's very slow. Take your time. Slow. Closed impetus, feather finish. Reverse. Reverse turn checked, slow. Quick, quick, slow. One, two, three. Three steps. Eric couldn't wait till next week for the natural weave. You're turning to the right this week. That is the music you should practice to. I don't mean necessarily Doris Day singing in the rain, but something that slow. So do you have the means to slow down music? So practice slowly. It's really hard to do, but you'll be so glad when you get to the competition. Yes?
There's a free program called
Audacity.
Audacity. You can close up down. It's free.
And there's also an app for the iPhone that is free called Tempo Slower. It's orange.
It's the one I'm currently using, Tempo Slow.
And the one that's told us on some routers.
Yes. On Chrome.
YouTube music.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But only half or quarter speed. You can't refine it to like 90%.
When you dance in a competition, there is always adrenaline, and that makes the music seem slow. So music that is medium tempo feels like a dirge, just feels funereal when you dance in the competition. So practice slowly so you're ready for that. And particularly the music, I think Daniel Libatique does the music for DCDI. His music will be medium, but when people dance to it, and this whole last weekend I was in Boston, everybody's ahead of the music. So the one on time, you win. So practice slow.
You want to practice Daniel Libatique stuff? He is on Spotify, and his playlists are on Spotify.
Ooh, know the playlist.
For rounds of the week in each style, like, Spotify is great. We love it.
Very good. Are there any questions about the foxtrot before we move on? Okay, let's do a quick review of our quick step. So come back, same partner, and let's do it together. We're going to do a natural spin turn, progressive chasse, and then the chasse reverse turn with partner. Prep step on four, natural spin turn. One, two, three, four. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, chasse, slow, quick, quick, reverse turn, slow, quick, quick, chasse. Lock, natural turn and back lock, and running finish. What? We haven't, don't worry, we haven't done it yet. I just like to scare people. Halloween's coming. So, thank your partner and separate, and let's do the new. Quick step from the beginning, natural spin turn. One, two, three, four, slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, chasse, slow, quick, quick, slow, reverse turn, slow, quick, quick, chasse, and lock. From here, one, two, three of a natural turn, slow, quick, quick, left foot back into a lock, slow, quick, quick, slow, left foot back into a running finish, that means back, side, forward, and we've turned to the right. Do just the running finish again. Turn so you're backing the line of dance. Go back with your left foot. The running finish is left foot back, right foot to the side, left foot forward. Then a forward lock. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Let's do the new figure again. Natural turn, back lock, running finish.
Toe, heel, toe, toe?
Mm-hmm. It's toe, 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 heel. Not all the way back there. We're just turning the corner, just the new bit. Natural turn and back lock. And slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Then the running finish, back, side, forward, and a forward lock. From there, we'll do one, two, three of a natural and a tipple. But for right now, it would be good to practice the natural turn, back lock, and running finish going around the next corner. But let me get the ladies started on that. So, followers, your backing diag wall. Natural turn. Slow. Quick. Quick. Right foot forward into the lock. Slow. Quick. Quick. Slow. And right foot forward into the running finish. Forward. Side. Back. And a back lock. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Repeat. Natural turn. And slow, quick, quick, lock, slow, quick, quick, slow. Running finish, forward, side, back, and a back lock. Good. Let's do it for timing this time. And I'm going to start behind you, so when you get turned around, you can see me. So come way out here. Watch Myra, anybody. So we're going back with your left foot into the natural turn. And slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, and a lock. Notice what's unique about the running finish. It's unique because your feet don't close. Always before we close or cross. And it's unique because it starts with a quick. Most figures in the quick step start with a slow. Partner up and let's see that new figure.
Do you need a wider base of support?
It's just because we want to pass the feet everywhere eventually. This is just the first time we get to do it because it's a little bit easier to do turning to the right. Here we go into the natural turn. Leaders, step outside partner with your right foot. Followers, start with your left foot. The natural turn and back lock. Ready? And slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. And a lock. Quick, quick, slow. Whoops, sorry. Let's do that again.
Is it correct that the running finish starts outside partner?
It does.
We didn't know that.
Here we go. Outside partner, ready, and he's outside, quick, quick, slow. Now she goes outside for the running finish, and then he's outside for the lock. And I've seen better driving in a demolition derby. So change partners while you still can. One, two, ready, and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Yeah, yeah. Questions?
How do you get the lady around?
Who's on the you don't. So when I'm leading a running finish, I'm trying not to turn because it gets around by itself.
Oh.
I can't imagine.
I'm doing it wrong then because she's always in my way.
Wow. Let's change partners. Let me see that. New partner! Here we go with new partner. Ready and slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Come back. We got to fix some of these shenanigans here. So, were you trying to get around more?
I guess so. Maybe. I don't know.
Just the second step needs a point between her feet. So we're going to correct that for everybody here. Here we go again. First of all, dance the natural turn and stop. Just the first three steps. Ready and slow. Quick, quick. How is that different from waltz, natural turn?
Because it's counted differently.
Has a different timing, slow, quick, quick instead of one, two, three, and no rise. When you dance that natural turn, you do not have time on a quick, quick to go up and get back down again. So it's a relatively flat action, like Viennese waltz, if you have one of those. So let's do that one more time. Natural turn. This time we'll go straight into the back lock without stopping, but then we'll stop there. Ready, and slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, hold it. Now, she's about to go outside partner. That means his left chest is toward her. Gentlemen, give her your heart. Good. And now, for the running finish, dance one step at a time. Everybody do step one and stop. So that was with her right foot. Okay, now step two. That should be between her feet. So step two of the running finish, she's gone to the side, he's between feet. And now step three. And now outside partner into a lock. And slow, quick, quick, slow. Can you dance that whole combination four times nonstop?
Yeah!
Next week, I'm going to ask to see it. This week, we don't have time. We got to get to Latin. So any questions before we leave the quick step? Notice what we've done tonight. In the foxtrot and in the quickstep, you now have two full sides of the room. You can dance those two sides and repeat, and that's my recommendation for you for Colonial Classic. So your choreography is finished in those two dances for now. The waltz choreography, I would say do group one that we've been doing, and then tonight we added a second group. That can be the second side. Now you've turned a corner, now you're ready to get down to the next corner somehow and start again somewhere. Yes.
How would you turn the second corner in quick step?
Tipple chasse. Okay. So after we've done our running finish and lock, if you do one, two, three of a natural and a tipple, it'll perfectly space for the short side for a competition. Okay? Make sure you go to the website for the Colonial Classic and read everything there is to read about figures, costumes, and that's a habit you want to get into for every single competition. Do not show up at the competition and not know what the website has said about what's going to happen. I'd like you to know who the judges are going to be. Just kind of notice everything there is to notice. Look at the time schedule. So don't be the ignorant one at the competition. Be the educated one, the one who's looked ahead. And next week, then, come with all of your questions. It'll be too late to do it after next week. So look at it before next week, and then we'll talk about things. We're ready to go to Latin. Change shoes if you got them. Certainly.
I wanted to take private lessons with someone, either a student couple or just an individual student, or a class two with you.
I would love to do that.
Okay. I'm supposed to start silver, and I don't have any previous education in it.
So should we just set something up then, or maybe I'll give you an email? We could talk by email about it.
Sure.
All right. Do you happen to have my email address? Go. It's on the back there.
All
right. Great. I look forward to it.
If you want, I'll come in.
Okay, sure.
Starry, starry night.
Van Gogh. You have 5 minutes to master the rumba before we go to the cha-cha, because we got big things to do tonight. So partner up straight away and let's talk rumba. If you are confident, find an unconfident partner. If you're unconfident, find a confident one. We're mixing our rookies and vets here. Confident, competent. Here we go with our rumba. First, we're starting the half basic and the alamana, and we're doing a step that starts on count four. One, two, three, four, one. Rock, step, alamana. Closed hip twist. Three, four, one, two, three, four. Two, three, four. Hockey stick. Two, three, four. Two, three. Half basic and walk. Two, three, four. Two, three, four, into the natural top for three bars, two, three, four, two, three, four, opening out to right and left, two, three, four, two, three, closed hip twist, two, three, four, to fan, alamana, two, three, four, hand to hand, we do three of them, two, three, four, two, three, four, patty cake and walk. Two, three, four. Two, three, New York's. Two, three, four. Solo spot turn. And back to the beginning with a half basic and alamana. Slide back, find a new partner. Here comes music. Thank you. That might be an overcorrection. So now that we've all moved that way, we're crowded together, and you may not have room for the hockey stick, but we'll see. One, two, three, four. Close hip twist. Heads up. Touch his hip as you pass. Two, three, walk. Two, three, four. Natural top. Two, three, four. Opening out to right and left. Two, three, four. Closed hip twist. Alamana. Hand to hand. Two, three, four. And the walk. New York.
They could not love you.
Solo turn.
Still your love was true.
Good, good, good. You are judged. You are placed before the music even starts. The judges already know how to rank you. So the dancing of each of the dances is actually just a formality to make you think that you're being judged on your dancing. So what I mean by that is, may I? So when couples walk on the floor, you can already tell who the champions are and who's not sure. When they take dance position, by the way he holds her hand, if he holds it wrong, too tense, not posture, there's just a thousand things, little giveaways that say whether you're the champion or not. It is amazing how easy it is to judge a competition until people start dancing. Then we have a problem. How do you deal with a couple that starts out of time and fixes it versus someone who starts in time and loses time as they go? Which one do you mark first? The one who fixes it. The ones who realize, oh, I'm off time and can make a change. That's worth more than someone who can start well but not sustain it. So make sure you're paying close attention to your timing. If you're on the wrong beat, followers particularly, if you notice the couple's on the wrong beat, don't suffer in silence. Say something. Even if you have to completely stop and restart, it's amazing how many couples you can beat by fixing that problem. Judges reward that kind of a thing. And the same thing goes with the use of the free arms, smiling, everything counts. So be thinking about all of these things. Even the angle that you start on the dance floor. So far I have you all starting with the leader facing the wall. If you start here, it already says more advanced couple. So we're going to do that for a moment, but let's do it without a partner first. Thank you. So followers back that way. Leaders, diagonal. So step forward, and that's your prep step on four. And then two, three, four, the alamana. Two, three, four, the closed hip twist. Two, three, four. And at the end of this, as she goes to fan, face the wall. So the whole first four measures are facing the diagonal, and that looks more interesting, it's more beautiful, it's more artistic than to stay facing this way for the first four measures. You finally come to the facing the wall for fan position, and then from the hockey stick, you shift right back to the diagonal again. So the dance is actually on a diagonal for itself if we start it this way once we get started. Yes?
So like the newcomer in bronze, at the beginning of the round, there are just like a million people on the floor. So how can you use like this? Should you like go to an orientation that you notice like the general floor isn't facing, or?
The diagonal is always best, so all champions would do that automatically. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so if you watch a Blackpool final or anything on YouTube, watch the champions, you'll never see them start square to a wall. They always start on a diagonal. Much more interesting and more beautiful. Ladies, do your parts of that, starting with your prep step. One, two, three, four, one. Two, three, alamana. Two, three, closed hip twist. Two, three, four, out to fan. Two, three, four, and now we're in our original alignment to start the hockey stick, and the hockey stick itself will shift you back to your diagonal. Find a partner you haven't done rumble with yet tonight. with music starting on that diagonal. Good. This will be true for cha-cha also in a few moments.
And when our hope was left inside,
one, two, three, four, two, three, four. Out to Ben.
Starry, starry night.
Good. Other things that you can do which would make a world of difference in your competition placing in rumba. Ladies, when you take your first step, make sure you pick up your heel as high as you can as the foot passes through. So to come through with a flat foot shows apathy. That's really obnoxious. No apathy allowed. I want to see great care and precision in the way you use your feet and appendages. Likewise, then, leaders, when you take your first step, you don't want to come through and just send a straight leg through. Bend that leg as much as possible before you straighten it. So the more contrast between bend and straight every step, the better it is. And the way you get that contrast is by bringing your foot through almost perpendicular to the floor. The higher the heel is as you pass through, the better the legs look. If you're not used to doing that, it should feel ridiculous. So let's do that with a partner and see how that feels to you. Same partner. I want you to take the first step slowly and watch your partner's foot. Make sure you're doing it better than your partner is. One, two, three, watch it. Whose was better? Whoever has the heel coming through the highest wins. Let's do the whole rumba that way.
Starry, starry night.
One, two, three, four. Two, three, four. Pick up those heels, leave the toes down. Point that toe. Use your arms. Point your toe. Pick up that heel. Two, three, show it off. You should feel like a prancing pony. Natural top. Two, three, four. Keep doing it. Don't let the women get away with the beautiful ankles. Opening out to right and left.
You tried to say to me.
Pick up those heels. Point. Hand to hand. And the walk. This is a competition between you and your partner. Pick those heels. Two, three, four. Two, three, solo turn. Good. So there is no time in the rumba. There is no time in the rumba where a toe leaves the floor. The toes stay connected throughout, whether it's a side step, forward step, whatever. Never disconnect a toe from the floor unless you're doing some kind of a developed way, but we're not doing any of those. So, questions on rumba before we move on? Right. If you have a few words that you can describe rumba, what are they? Emotional words?
Sexy.
Sexy, sultry. That's it? You ran out of words? So, passion, intense, fun. I'll have to bring in next week. I have, there's this workbook called Dance to Your Max, and there's a full page of words for every single dance. Some of them are really surprising, so it would be good for you to see some what other champions are thinking about when they're thinking about these dances. So whatever you do, don't be blank. Have an idea. What do you want to say? It should be something that fits your personality. So if you're not a particularly sexy person, then you'll dance it in a way that's attractive, but not necessarily sexy. There's other ways to do rumba. So.
Wait a second. Did you say like Richard Gleam was thinking about his grocery list or something?
He says he's a computer.
Oh. Okay.
So he says he's not thinking about anything when he's
what
dancing.
What's that chance thinks about groceries?
Somebody does. Yeah.
No, isn't that? That's, I thought Mirko was pushing the grocery cart.
We're talking about an emotional word, though. What are they thinking about to get? I mean, I know.
Broccoli! Yeah!
I know when Barbara McCall won the professional Latin at Blackpool, she was thinking about her father dying, and that's how she had the best possible rumba. So she just danced really intensely and emotionally because she was thinking about something that was a negative thing, but that made her dance well. So just have something on there. Don't just walk your dance. No zombies allowed. Next, let's go to the cha-cha. For this one, leaders, we need to add a bunch of new chassés that we've been talking about. So followers, back this way. So followers, while I'm working with the leaders, you should be going through your cha-cha and making sure this heel up thing is working for you. So it's going to be and cha-cha-cha and two, three, and nice high heels every time you move your foot. You want to make the figure four shape with your legs every time the leg passes through. That's the number four.
Okay? Clever.
I wish I could claim it. So I think that's a Ron Bennett thing. So anyway, we're starting this on the diagonal, just like we did for the rumba. Leaders, the first four and one for you is a lock. And four and one, two. Check the check to make sure your toe is turned out. So bad check, good check. So if you have your toe turned out, it's a much better stopping mechanism on your checking action. Let's dance into that again with your lockstep. One, two, three, cha-cha-cha, toe turned out. And now what we've been doing from here is four and one, but we want to get rid of all of those we can. So after you've danced your forward check, do what's called a samba walk chassé, where you dance back, slip, close. So dance a forward check into that, rock, step, cha-cha-cha. Again, two, three, four, and one. Because that step back is only a half beat of music, don't put the heel down. Leave the heel nice and high. Slip the foot, and then close. And the slip is only about 3 inches. Yes, so it'll be two, three, four, and then one. Okay, so let's do our first lock, and then we'll dance that slip chassé. Ready, and four and one, toe turned out, and then cha-cha-cha. From here, back rock as she dances the alemana. Two, three, cha-cha-cha, side rock. Two, three, cha-cha-cha. So nobody's crazy about this with these cha-cha-chas, but that's what we're stuck with for the moment. And now she's going to fan position, back rock. Two, three, and then you're going to dance the simplest thing, would be a Cuban break chassé, cha-cha-cha. A superior thing would be to do a twist chassé, where you step over on the ball of the foot, and then close and step to the side. So for the moment, to make it simpler, face this wall, back rock, two, three, forward, close, side. Again, and two, three, cha-cha-cha. That's called a hip twist chassé. Let's go from the beginning and dance everything we have so far.
When do you change weight for
the twist chassé? So you step forward on four, swivel and close to your left foot, and then step side one. So it's right, left, right.
Can you give me the
beat? The beat? Four and one. Two, three, four, and on the which leg?
Right, yeah.
I've stepped on the right leg, swivel on it to close, and on the left. So the weight is right, left, right.
Oh, so my right leg is still. It looks like you're standing on your right leg, but you're actually standing on your left.
When I close, four, and yeah, there. When you close, change weight to your left, so your right foot's immediately.
Even though the heel is up.
Yes. Okay, gentlemen, from the beginning, first lock. Ready, and cha-cha-cha, two, three. Slip, chassé, two, three. Four and one, closed hip twist, three, four and one, two. Here's the twist, cha-cha-cha, two, three. And the last new chassé is called a rondé chassé. After this forward rock, circle the leg around to the back. Move the front foot over and close. Again, forward check. And again, remember the toe is turned out. So it's rock, replace with a rondé, cross, side, close. Again, two, three, cha-cha-cha. Again, two, three, four, and one, two, three, four, and one. From the beginning. And ladies, come out from the wall. Make sure you got plenty of room to do a good job.
For the Rondo Cafe, in the last step, does the guy still keep the toe after you've moved the
toe? So he does ball, flat, flat. Does that answer your question? Ball, flat, flat.
So you don't do, you don't like take your toe in?
Do what?
So you say to keep your toes on the ground, right?
Uh-huh.
So after you do this, do I actually lift this?
No, don't lift.
I mean, that would be hideous.
Right. So four and one. So the toe slides on the floor always, always. Okay. Leaders, from the beginning. One, two, three, cha-cha-cha. Slipsha say, cha-cha-cha. Alamana, four and one, two, three, four and one. Twist chasse, four and one. Rondé chasse, cha-cha-cha. Back rock and hockey stick. Partner up, let's see where we are. One, two, three, four, and one, two, three, alemana, two, three, closed hip twist, two, three, four, and one, two, twist chasse, cha-cha-cha, two, three, and most of the chassés went away. Let's do it again, a little more slowly. One, two, hold on, let's get lined up, ready to go again. One, two, three, lockstep. Now slip chasse, cha-cha-cha, alamana. Four and one, two, three, four and one. Now the twist chasse, cha-cha-cha, two, three, four and one, two, three, four and one. Annie, can we show them? So watch this a moment. Watch this. So here's how it goes with a partner from the beginning. So we're attempting to perfectly match our feet on the lock, four and one. Then, as she's dancing her next lock up to me, I'm just going to stand here, masculine-like, and meet her, four and one. So now she's danced into my personal space. So the slip chasse used to be just him marking time while she comes up, but now he's dancing something that's a bit more macho while she does that. Then the alemana, two, three, four and one, the closed hip twist, four and one. Then as she goes to fan position, I'm going to fake like I'm going with her, four and one, before exploding away. So there should be a visual pop on one as she goes to fan position. So walk with your left foot to fan. So as she goes to fan, two, three, she does forward, close, side, and then the rondé chasse is to kill time as she's coming back toward him. Thank you. So, and then part of it also is to be playful. As I said, put personality in. A rondé has a lot more personality than just feet together. Here we go again, from the beginning, same partner. One, two, three, cha-cha-cha. Two, three, under the arm. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Two, three, four, and one. Rondé chasse. Cha-cha-cha, two, three, cha-cha-cha. Good. Ladies, look for any man who didn't have a partner. There are some leaders over there. Only two beats, four and one.
Okay.
So the rondé chasse used to be just four and one, and now it's just giving us time. Four and one, two, three. The back rock is still
how
the same.
You, like, do that to time?
How do you do it fast enough?
Yeah.
Practice.
Okay.
Leaders, the most important thing right now is to be very clear, very definite, not fast, just clear, and speed will come. One, two, three, cha-cha-cha, two, three, cha-cha-cha, two, three, cha-cha-cha, two, three, four, and one, two, three, four, and one. Here comes the rondé, cha-cha-cha, two, three, four, and one. Good. Do that on your own with this partner while I find us music, but practice. Natural top. Two, three, four, and one. Here comes that twist chasse again. Hip twist chasse. Four and ronde again. Alemana. Hand to hand. Three cha-cha-cha. New York. Solo spot. Back to the beginning. Slip chasse. What I said a while ago about the judging is a little bit misleading, because the judges you're dealing with in the next couple of months are relatively inexperienced judges. So does anybody know who is judging Colonial Classic? Is it amateur judges?
Derek's judging Colonial Classic.
Derek, are you judging Colonial Classic? Do you know who else is judging with you?
Afton.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I can pull up the list. Give me a second.
Is Ricky judging again this year?
Ricky's judging.
Ricky's judging.
Ricky.
Blessing's judging.
I saw her name.
Like, hi,
Nita.
Okay.
It's people on our team.
So these are people who judge once or twice a year, and therefore they will judge on, first of all, what they're working on in their own dancing. So if they're hearing a lot in their own dancing, posture and move and timing, then that's what they're going to judge you on. So somebody who judges more often might have slightly different priorities, but the biggest difference would be they'd be a little bit more organized in their judging. So a typical, really experienced judge looks across the floor and just kind of gets a sense for how things are going, what is the general standard, and then starts going, maybe the worst ones will really stand out, or the best ones, and then working from there. So, got it?
I have the list. Susan Starnes, Erica DeJuanis, Ricky Semlitz, Afton, Romaine Isaac, Keem, Vu, Blessing, myself, and Alex Nang.
Most of you do not know most of those people, is that true? So, and will there be judging feedback after the event?
There will.
Okay. Yes. So that's one of the most important reasons to compete in the Colonial Classic, is after the event, their awards are handed out, and then you get a chance to go to the judges and find out why they placed you where they did. If you didn't do well, you want to know why. If you did well, you want to know why. And you want to know, of course, what to do better in the future. So this Colonial Classic is designed as kind of a mock competition to get you ready for the next big one, DCDI, which gets you ready for the next big one, Collegiate Nationals at Ohio Star Bowl. So so make sure you ask questions about things as they come up, because you want to be well prepared. So that was our cha-cha. There's one other cha-cha chasse we need to talk about for the leaders. So followers, come back over this way one more time. Leaders, you have just finished the three cha-cha-chas. Dance the half basic. Two, three, four, and one. And then the natural top occurs from there. That chasse to the side is boring. Let's change it. So after your forward check, which as always is with a turned out toe, then dance the ronde chasse again. Cha, cha, but this time end to the side, because a sidestep leads better into the natural top action. So we did a rondé close while ago, while in fan position, rondé close. This one will be rondé side, and then continue on around into your natural top. Do that one more time slowly. This is the half basic to natural top, and 2, 3, cha, 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 cross, side, natural top. Again, and 2, 3, cross, side, side, and then natural top. And now one time a little faster. Ready? And 2, 3, cha, 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 2, 3, cha, cha, cha. Partner up. We're starting in open position, ready to go straight into that new cha cha cha.
For the ladies' natural top, there's no time that she actually does like a box.
That's true.
She's placing that.
Ladies, let's talk about this a moment. Ladies, natural top. Let's clarify something. First of all, when we do the half basic, you do a back rock and then lock. 2, 3. Cha, cha, cha. So while he's doing all that rondé business, ignore the fool. Just do your lockstep. And now for the natural top. Side, cross, side, cross, side. 2, 3, 4, and 1. 2, 3, 4, and 1. Okay? Master all of this as soon as you can, because for everything in here, there's a better way to do it. If I were dancing this myself against in a bronze competition, then on your natural top, I would do 2, 3, and chasse the first time, then 2, 3, and volta the second time, and then 2, 3, and a lock the third time. So I would do something different that would be increasing the speed. So crescendo is a great thing. We don't want to do same ever. But for right now, just get really definite foot positions. And remember that a confused mind always says no. Make sure it's readable. Make sure those judges can tell what you're doing. This goes triple for the leaders. When you're dancing all these cha-cha-chassés, if it's just mush, judge has no idea. It just looks like a mistake. So make sure everything looks really clear. So partner up and let's see that half basic to natural top.
Turn that into a flexible. That's what it looked like.
It's similar, but there are very important differences. It's not the same.
Okay. Also for the leader, crosses from natural top. Does that feel good?
Never. No. Well, if it's a whole beat, yes. 2, 3, and not on the half beats in cha-cha. In rumba, it goes down every time. Here we go with a lock step, and then the half basic to natural top. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3. Slip, chasse, and then here we go, natural top. Good. Do that again. Just get into it. I said slip, chasse. I should have said rondé, chasse. So let's do that again. Lock step first. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1. Rondé, chasse. 4 and 1. Then 2, 3. Cha, cha, cha. 2, 3. Hold it a moment. I want to see angry feet. That's a really important phrase for Latin dancing. Every step is a mini tantrum. So whatever this person just said to you, react to it with angry feet as you do your natural top. Do that again. 1, 2, 3. Angry feet. 2, 3. Stick that foot. 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, 3. Show me an attitude. 2, 3. Tantrum steps. 2, 3. And on out. Good. One time from the beginning with music. Here we go. Now we're doing the half basic to Alla Mana, not the natural top. One, two, three, cha-cha, one. Slip chasse. Closed hip twist. To fan. Twist, chasse. 3 cha-cha-cha. 4. Here it is. Rondé, chasse. Natural top. Hit, hit. Cha-cha, hit. Attitude in every step. 2, 3. Opening out. Closed hip twist. Thank you.
when you said opening out, did you actually mean like, or?
The first half of a closed hip twist is called an opening out movement. However, you also know a figure in the rumba called the opening out to right and left. So when she does an opening out movement, it's the beginning of a closed hip twist, would be one of her openings out, and the other one is the opening out to right and left. They are similar and have similar names.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay. I was hiking in Canada a month ago, and we came to this place where you had to jump across this incredible chasm. It wasn't very far to jump, but certain hikers came to that spot and couldn't get across. The problem is, once you get across, you had to come back again. And there are people who got across one time and then couldn't go back. I know this one particular woman, she was, I don't know, she was maybe 18, she wasn't very old, but she was good at getting across, but she wasn't good at getting back. And after 45 minutes of trying everything we could think of, we just had to leave. So she wasn't with our group. She had a guy with her, but he just was going to keep talking her through. We tried everything. We would have felled a tree there for her to come across or something. But my point is, you have got to commit. You've got to be fearless when you dance your cha-cha. What I'm seeing right now in the cha-cha is a lot of planning, a lot of thinking, but not a lot of commitment. Emotional commitment, physical commitment. I want you to attack everything you're doing. If you want to see what I mean, just go to YouTube and put in Ricardo and Yulia, Michael and Joanna. Just put in advanced cha-cha, WDSF cha-cha, and you'll see people who just commit to every action, every step, their posture, their connection. So do your homework. One thing you will never feel when you're in a competition is that you did too much homework. It will always be the opposite. Oh, I wish I'd done more homework. So be thinking about that. How many days before the Colonial Classic?
Less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, 10-ish. So just get ready. More homework is good. I'm not talking about instead of your academic homework, but yes, I am.
Yeah.
Next week, we will be doing the complete bronze jive. Get ready. If you don't know the complete bronze jive, fine, we'll teach it. That's what this class is for. However, so we'll do a quick review of the rumba, quick review of the cha-cha, and make sure everything's polished, you know what to do. Remember the key phrases, angry feet, mini tantrum, just really nail everything. And that's in your rumba, even in your waltz. Be really definite about everything you do. No half measures. What TV show is that from? No half measures?
Breaking Bad.
So he would just kind of kill people in there and not really bury them right. No, no half measures. Get rid of all the evidence. I have lots of gross examples. So, pardon me? Cuban Breaking Bad. I love that.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. So, thank you all. See you next week. Great job.